The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for sharing this episode with a friend. Combat episode, picking up where we left off last time. If you didn't listen last time, you really should go back and check it out, because yeah, this is not the adventures of Orym and Pretty Boy and those other guys.
And those other jerks, yeah.
This is something quite different, and we're going to turn it over to Rodrigo and get back into the action.
All right. So, at the top of the round, we have a mysterious woman.
Oh.
That's me.
That's you.
Not you, Brian.
Oh, that's totally me.
But only on
Saturdays. You're pretty sure Brian's character is supposed to be a dude, but he does have very fine features.
Well, that's all Illidan do.
Yes.
Very fine.
That's right.
Okay.
He's got foin features.
Foin.
Foin.
Wow. Okay. So, last time.
On critical hit.
See what it's like?
No, awesome. I know what it's like. I'm here. I've been here. Okay.
That's true.
So, Spooky and his brother Stocky started glopping away from her, and this has rustled her. So,
it's rustled her chitin.
Yes, she kind of like. She's wearing a dress, like she looks like a little lady person, but it does look like something like a bird fluffing itself. So she is going to go after these things. But first, I'd like to say that I'm using Fighting Fury, which is a stance.
Okay.
Thing, and until the stance ends, your unarmed melee attacks deal extra damage equal to your strength modifier.
Okay.
Okay.
Does that look like anything in particular?
That her fluffing up and her eyes getting intense.
Okay.
Okay. So, she is going to use Dancer on the Sea of Battle, or Dancer on the Sea of dot dot dot, which is what the card says. The dancer on the sea, and then tension.
Yeah, that's the thing about monk abilities is that they all have super long names, so all the cards kind of just trail off. Yeah.
Yes, it just sounds really
dancer on the sea, whatever.
Yeah, steel wind. So, she is going to run after them and very quickly run past them, and you actually haven't seen her hands yet, and you're still not going to. But she is going to run past these things and pummel them as she does. So.
Okay. So hang on a second. Does that give you, does the power allow you a move, like any movement? What
yes.
Walk me through it.
Okay, I'm gonna. you shift your speed and can make the following attack once against each enemy you move adjacent to during the shift. I can shift 9.
Okay. You can move up to around here-ish. Would you like to?
Sure.
2, 4, 5, 6, 7. Do you want to be next to them or not?
No.
8, 9.
Not that it matters, because they've got reach and whatever. They have range. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's roll against Spooky, and let's do two separate rolls.
Two separate rolls. 36 versus Fortitude.
Pretty sure that hits.
Do you want me to do the attack rolls first, or do you want me to do damage right now?
Attack, then damage, then attack, then damage.
Okay. 25 damage.
Okay.
Yes?
Were you going to throw in Flurry of Blows?
I was going to use my Fighting Fury first.
Okay.
So, what number did I say? What number did I just say? Crap. Hold on a second.
25.
25 plus 6.
Okay.
For the Fighting Fury. And the Fury of Blows thing adds in another...
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes, darling.
You said she can use Flurry of Blows twice, right?
So yes.
Make your first attack from this square where you're adjacent to both of them, and then make your second attack from this square where you're adjacent to both of them, so you can flurry at both of them with both attacks.
Okay.
Do that
thing. Thank you.
Yep. So what's the damage on a flurry?
Okay, the target takes damage equal to 3 plus your strength modifiers. That's 9. And then the other target takes 11 damage.
Okay.
Next attack.
So that's going to be plus 11 plus 9 for both of them.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, no, this one has taken whatever she did plus 9.
Right.
This one's taken 11.
Right.
So now she's on the next attack.
She's going to flip it.
If she hits, it'll be 9 and 11.
You're right. You're right.
She has to hit first.
Right.
So Spooky took 40 damage.
Yeah.
I did math right.
Yay.
Okay. Yes. And Stocky took 11 so far.
Yep.
Okay. Next attack. In the same attack. Also, I knocked the target prone.
Nice. Keep knocking him down.
27 versus Fortitude? I highly doubt this.
Nope.
But it does half damage on a miss.
Okay.
It's 14 damage plus 6 for the stance.
Does the stance add damage on a hit? How does it read?
Until the stance ends, your unarmed melee attacks deal extra damage equal to your strength modifier.
Okay. So it does. It does factor in.
And I'll call it my turn.
All right. That's going to bloody Spooky.
Yes.
And at this point, all those bonuses that we got from that Eldrin guy have faded.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Soren's still alive? Yes, he is.
Darn it.
Next up is Orange.
Don't like that guy.
Going to hit that rabbit.
Terrible game show.
I am granting combat advantage due to being stunned.
Oh, yeah.
And because he's inside that...
You are stunned.
And because he's inside that swarm... And I have a -2 to all my defenses. Your swarm doesn't affect me.
Okay.
But it affects his...
I guess the enemy's great combat advantage, yeah.
He's got a bonus of 4 to hit me right now.
Wow.
Because +2 and -2.
He's actually going to do an area attack instead, because you're stunned, which is going to provoke an attack of opportunity from that hummingbird.
Oh.
When does that happen?
Now.
Right now?
Yep. Right so now. You should have a little card that says melee basic attack if you want to take it.
Yep. It has to be melee basic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. 27 versus AC.
That is not going to hit. Still, though, a valiant effort. Let's see.
Hey.
Burst one or burst two?
It's two. So they are there. one, two, one, two, 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 one. Yeah. If I get some right.
He can get three.
That would be the max here ish, right?
Yeah, well, he can get all three of us on that side. These three or these three.
Yeah, he doesn't want to hit this guy though.
Okay.
So, I think he could
actually.
Someone trying to hit me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was just hit
not
himself.
Yet. Hang on. Yeah, he's just going to put it here. So, yes, now someone's trying to hit you with an area attack.
Oh, yeah? Does it attack against AC or reflex?
Reflex.
Yay.
Yes. Okay. Let's see what happens.
Okay. So this thing's going to, it has some breaches in its membrane, and it's actually just going to pour out a lot of stuff like a flamethrower out that way.
Yeah.
Just basically spray this general area here, which is going to get Mantis, the crane, and the hummingbird.
Basically Greek fire all up in here.
Yep.
Napalm.
Yes.
Love the smell of that stuff.
In the morning, at least.
Murder. let's see. That's relatively low.
So can it hit me if I'm insubstantial?
Yes, but it's going to do less damage to you.
I'm currently insubstantial.
Okay. It's going to be a 29 versus reflex.
Darn it, yeah.
It doesn't hit me.
Okay.
Never mind.
Oh.
Does it hit?
No, it's okay.
Does it hit the hummingbird?
Sorry.
It does.
Okay. So, just the birds take damage.
Ah. Birds of a feather.
Yep.
No.
Burn together?
Yes.
Attack's just for the birds.
Am I extra crispy now?
It may be.
Cat should be on this team.
Yes.
That's 27 27 fire damage to each of you.
Ow. Wow, ow.
So what does insubstantial do to my fire damage?
Halves it.
Yep, so you're going to take...
13.
I asked you 13, what my 13. Hit points were. Did you know what the answer would be?
42.
Yes.
You too. Shut up.
And this is fire damage?
I didn't say anything when it was at 69 just before then.
Well, thank you, I guess. Although bringing it up now kind of undoes that.
Grown men.
This is fire damage, right?
Allowed yes. to vote.
Yes.
Yes.
But do we exercise damage. That right?
And now it's going to save against slow. And it does.
It fails. Oh, well, what a jerk.
It's not grabbed anymore. Do you have some other effect on this guy?
The ongoing damage, if I hit him, he takes additional damage.
Okay.
But I didn't hit last time.
Boo.
Yeah.
Next up, hummingbird.
Cool. So, I'm on fire.
Yeah, you're not taking ongoing fire damage, but you definitely just got a lot of your feathers singed.
Right. Well, at the end of my last turn, you may recall, I went into an insubstantial pile of floobies, which then reformed into a hummingbird long enough to take a slash and miss, which then got caught on fire, but is still somewhat intangible.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, the flames that came flying at me actually kind of start to swirl around, and they turn a really beautiful blue, and they swirl around into a bigger flame, and then they turn into a little tongue of flame, and what was a teeny little bird seems to be engulfed by a phoenix, and then the phoenix comes up flying out and strikes at Orange with Essence of Arcane Blood.
Okay. Is this a ranged attack?
It is.
Would you like to, in the process of transubstantiating, move one, like, mm-hmm. shift one square away from him?
Sure!
Okay.
Otherwise, that's he'll punch you. Yeah.
That's clearly what happened.
Yep.
Yep.
Actually, when he caught me on fire, I swirled back. That's what happened.
Yes.
Cool.
Okay. So little bird turns into big bird, and the big bird of fire engulfs his head. But notice that the fire is blue. Do you know why the fire is blue, Rodrigo?
Why the fire is blue?
Because Essence of Arcane Blood allows me to choose two types of damage to hit him in the face with.
Mm-hmm. So going cold and...
So, cold and...
Fire.
Do I want fire?
If you... Like, this thing's probably resistant to fire, but also probably not resistant to cold. And when something has two types, the only way something can resist it is if it has resistance to both types.
Yeah.
So just throwing cold in there pretty much guarantees that it's going to take the damage.
Yeah.
But
did cold and lightning?
Sure. That works.
I'm gonna do cold and lightning because I like my lightning. Lightning bolt. And that's a nat 20.
Nice. Okay.
Calculate it out. Okay.
3d8 plus 6 is 40.
Okay, and I believe you have an implement as well, so probably a couple d6s along with that.
Let's see.
Should be on the very last page.
3d8 plus charisma modifier. I'll look at my implement. Use this power. What am I looking for here?
There should be a critical rating on your dagger.
Ah! Thank you. 1d6 lightning per plus, so 3 pluses.
Yep, so max damage plus 3d6.
Okay, so 2, 1, 1. Lovely. 44 damage.
Okay.
And he is engulfed by a blue phoenix of lightning.
Okay.
That, by the way, makes a loud crashing lightning noise. That kind of that you only hear on Gilligan's Island,
right.
You also hear here.
Like aluminum siding being shaken.
A big old piece of sheet metal.
Yeah.
All right. So does he look shaken by this?
He looks disintegrated by this.
He looks disintegrated by this. Okay. And for the first time, you hear something other than thunder, come from the direction of the red and blue streak in the air. And it very clearly says, "You are stupid!" Now, do I need to move?
You already moved.
I moved, I did the thing, I could do a minor.
Yep.
I am going to minor. Okay. I'm going to minor Thunder Buffer. So the lightning that shot out actually continues to swirl around my body at this point in time.
Cool.
So now there's a little bird flitting around, surrounded in thunder and lightning. Just kind of
rabbit.
So it just looks like a tiny, tiny cloud and like tiny static electricity going around it.
Yes, but it's blue and black, the color of a really angry storm, kind of swirling around. There's no reds and greens in it right now.
He thinks he's big.
He thinks he's people.
All right. The rabbit is digging himself out of a pile of frozen locusts, which leads us to Spooky, who is going to once again, quote unquote, stand up. I guess just roll to attention. I think he was one back.
Back one.
Yep. Blorp over.
Yep. Double ice attack at that lady. That's something people are doing nowadays.
I agree. All the cool kids are doing it.
Attack the first is a 34 versus AC.
Is this a ranged or area attack?
This is a ranged attack.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay. For 14 cold damage.
Okay, she is 14 cold damage. No, I'll take it.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you still have that resistance that you had before?
No, it's, that was 1,000 years ago.
Okay.
Or 5 seconds ago.
And second attack. It's going to be a 37 versus AC.
Yep.
For 13 cold damage.
Okay. You're on my list. People to murder.
And Jackal.
Okay. I'm going to make a mad dash to this guy.
Okay.
You have speed to get there?
I've got a speed of 8.
Okay.
Yeah, he's only 6 away. And I'm going to do my feral mauling on this guy.
Oh, wow. I don't even know what that is, and I don't like
it. Well, we might find out what that is this time. That is 31 versus reflex.
31 versus reflex. We'll hit.
Nice.
The target is going to take a -2 penalty to attack roll save ends. That's a 10, right?
Yep.
So that's 19.
Ugh, almost max damage.
I think he read the zero.
Zero. Oh. It's like, that's 20, 28 damage.
28 total?
Yeah.
And what did you say the effect on that was?
-2 penalty to attack roll save ends.
I could also give it a -2.
What else?
That's it.
Okay. All right. Next up is Swirls.
This guy's not dead yet?
No.
Holy crap.
He was only just bloodied.
Hmm.
Which one was bloodied?
Spooky.
Okay. Swirls is unbloodied, correct?
Correct.
And Stocky's status is...
fairly okay.
Yeah, pretty okay.
I think Stocky's mostly just taking a flurry damage.
Flurry damage. I hit him with some
thunderbolt. He's a blizzard too fast.
It's going to move.
It's headed this way.
And it's gearing up for something big.
Yep, it'll just move there. Then take an attack on the rabbit. That's going to be a...
yeah.
Yeah.
There's an 18 on the top of that die. If that doesn't hit, then... something was built wrong somewhere.
Yep. So... that's 5 regular damage.
Okay.
Plus... 10 lightning damage.
Okay.
That's it.
Killed the rabbit.
Well, he's trying. Next up is Stocky.
Stocky.
It's going to take a shot at that dog thing.
Doesn't like him attacking his brother.
Now, this thing doesn't seem like it has rhyme or reason.
It's an amoeba.
Let's see. So 2 attacks on the jackal.
2 attacks.
First attack is going to be a 40 versus AC.
What?
For 16 cold damage.
Okay.
Second attack. It's going to be 36 versus AC.
Yes.
Or 11 cold damage.
Bloodied.
And it shifts 2 squares. Mm.
I don't like Boop. You.
I'll just go there.
Leave me alone.
Crane.
Alright, anyone other than the Jackal and I be bloodied? Nope. Alright, I think I'll go ahead and shoot another one of my majestic words over to the Jackal there. So, heal a healing, or you can spend a healing surge and get an additional 18 damage.
Plus 18, or is that temporary?
Your healing surge, plus 18, and healing.
Okay. All right.
And then an additional 6 temporary hit points.
Okay. Not bloodied.
Nice.
What else?
Okay. I will... So, Spooky and Stocky, they both generally look the same.
Yeah.
But Stocky's the one that's been beat up more.
Spooky's the one that's... Spooky is bloodied.
Yeah.
Stocky is not.
That's a daily. And currently you have given Spooky a minus 2 to attack?
Yep.
Let's see if we can double that. I'm going to try to Vicious Mockery at the Spooky. So I play a little mocking tone with my flute. Point and zap. Ooh, wow. Okay, that'll be a... The 35 versus Will.
Yeah, that's going to hit.
Against Stocky, right?
The Spooky.
Against Spooky.
Oh, this is Spooky?
Yeah.
Oh,
wait.
See the Stocky's Stocky one?
Oh, okay.
That's Stocky.
All right, all right.
That'll hit, you say?
Yep. Man, you got to hope.
Yeah, indeed. 9 psychic damage.
Okay.
And he'll take minus 2 penalty to attack rolls until the end of my next turn.
Man, you really hurt his self-esteem with your son.
I know.
Oh, I'm bad at being a killer blob.
And
you're right, this isn't where I thought I would end up at my age.
Yep.
Yeah, but now he'll devote himself to destroying you for the rest of his life because you mocked him.
Yeah, but he'll be bad at it.
Yes.
On the plus side. That's anything good. Else?
And I'm going to spend an action point.
Okay.
Since that lets me spend a healing surge. And when I spend a healing surge while bloody, I get an additional D10 of hit points. So, doing all that. Only 2 on the die. Alright, so I did the healy. And I'm going to, with my another standard action... I think I'll try Hideous Laughter upon Stocky.
Okay.
Tasha.
Where's Tasha?
She couldn't make it.
Wow, nat 20.
Hooray! Okay.
Your dice have those?
Apparently. So, 3 times 8 is 24.
Yeah, I think it's
usually
just
they're
random.
Just reserved for initiative.
30.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, so... It, let's see, also got crit damage. I should. Let's see, 1d6. So that's going to be 30 psychic damage and an additional 11 normal damage.
Okay.
And the target can't take opportunity actions and takes a minus 2 penalty to attack rolls, save ends both. And basically it has an after effect where it can't take opportunity actions after it saves that. So mark off that daily.
And that's kind of bloody Stocky.
Ha-ha!
Nice.
And that'll be my turn.
Pretty good turn. See if I can slowed.
Oh, okay.
Is he still slowed from me?
Yep.
Ha! Oh. I saved, barely.
Hooray.
I'd feel bad if I had memory that long.
All right, top of the round. This is
top of the round.
This is the fourth round of combat.
Wow.
Mantis' turn.
Okay. She's going to hop, do a tiny hop, and when she hits the ground, the... Oh, wait. Never mind. Ignore me!
Ignore me!
God.
Could this child be alone? Hello?
Okay. I can. It's okay to use the move action first,
yep,
right?
Yep.
If it's part of a full discipline. Okay.
Yep.
Yay. Shift over to Spooky. Using her Break the Stone movement. Until the start of my next turn, I gain resistance to all damage equal to 3 plus my strength modifier, and I cannot be subjected to force movement unless I choose to be.
Oh.
And she is going to try and murder this gross thing. With Break the Stone, obviously. Come on. Thirty-three versus fortitude will hit. Yes. Okay. That's 21 regular damage. I'd like to throw in my
flurry of blows.
Okay.
And my stance bonus. Which is...
So that's another 15.
Yes. So that's 15 plus 21. So 36.
Okay. So
damage total.
What did that all look like?
Okay. She shifts over. Hops up a little bit and... digs her arms. This is like a jelly gross thing.
Yep.
Okay, she's going to dig her arms into it. Again, you still can't see her hands, but you see her giant sleeves go in, and she pulls out two chunks of it.
All right. Well, she pulls out the two chunks of it, because it kind of dissolves after that.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The rest of the flurry over to Stocky?
Say what?
Rest of the flurry over to Stocky?
No, that's all together.
Right.
She hits two targets with her flurry. So how much is that?
11.
11? I'll call that good.
All right, next up, Hummingbird.
Okay. The tiny ball of lightning and flame has been kind of flitting back and forth, and it never, ever quite stops moving, even if it's in the same space. Back and forth and back and forth. But it suddenly changes color to a lighter blue, and it bursts up into what looks like the face of a dragon, and you see the swirls and the swirls, and then the dragon opens its mouth, and a big tongue of flame comes out with a hummingbird right in the front, and boosh at Swirly with palest flames.
Cool.
Crap.
Uh-oh.
24 versus reflex.
24 versus reflex.
Yes.
Almost certainly does not hit.
Damn it.
One second. Nope, does not hit.
It's a trusty steed, though. Palest Flames is a daily.
Okay.
So, on a miss... half damage, and the target gains vulnerable 5 to cold until the end of my next turn. So I roll for damage as normal and then just half it?
Yep.
Vulnerable right, cold. One,
round down.
1d10 is 9, plus 16 is 25, so half would be 12.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Right.
What's the vulnerability again? Sorry.
Vulnerable cold 5. So the blue flames shoot out and don't quite engulf it, but at least catch it. All right, so where am I now?
How much damage did you do?
12.
Okay.
Did he explode?
No.
He's not even bloodied, is he?
He's bloodied.
Oh, yeah.
Where do I want to end up?
I would appreciate it if you stayed where you were.
All right. I'll return to where I were, and the reds and greens will come back into the color trails as the blacks and the blues slowly fade away.
Cool.
Okay.
Done?
Yes.
Up next, rabbit.
Yay. So let me finish getting the locusts off the bottom of my legs. Mm-hmm. Crouch down and just jump straight into it. Blades forward.
Swirls?
Yeah.
Okay.
Reckless strike. Which does not give the negative that it should give with the name of the
reckless.
It makes
no
it...
No defense penalty.
Yeah, it's a penalty to the attack.
Oh.
And not the defense. Yeah,
but it does a lot of damage,
does
right?
a bucket of damage. Yeah. But you would think
it's
give
reckless.
You...
You're not taking the time to aim. You're just sort of leaping off.
I missed.
On a one. Sad times.
On a one.
That's
on
how
on
reckless it was.
Yes.
It was a you're little sort of too reckless.
Leap-a-sing yeah. off, if you will.
Then I will use...
You're a loose cannon, rabbit.
Bolstering stride. Move up to my speed plus 2, and in a square adjacent to an ally. Oh, that guy's marked. And gain temporary hit points equal to 2d8 plus my con. So I'm going to go... 2, 4, 6, 7. And I will provoke the opportunity attack from Swarls.
Swarly.
Why was that never brought up again?
I don't know.
Because it was a good show, like a good single episode.
Yeah. But if they kept bringing it up, it'd be like season 4 of Community. It'd be just too referential.
All right. Hang on a second. I forgot where all my stuff was. That's going to be a 33 versus AC.
Yep.
I love the fact that we can now answer before you even finish the number.
13. No, hang on. Sorry. 6 regular damage and 7 lightning damage.
So 13 total?
Now you're going to make me add this?
Yes, that's correct.
What is this?
All right.
What else?
I gain temporary hit points equal to 2d8 plus my con.
Heart.
So, 9.
Let's wrap it up.
Done. Wrap it up, rabbiter.
Done? Jackal.
Sorry, spaced out there.
Hard of That's hearing. You.
Yeah. Hard of hearing. Yeah. I'm going to shift over one next to a Stocky and use my Blighted Agony to take a chomp, chomp, chomp out of him. No. Miss.
Okay. Next up is Swirls.
Swirls Barkley.
What's its move here?
Bring it on, Swarlymon.
2, 3, 4. Just gonna go over here and attack this guy. And actually, for once, get a bonus for moving that it gets.
Anything happen when he's marked? Or
he takes a -2 to the attack.
I'll need it.
If I was next to him, I'd smack him around a little.
That's pretty low.
You won't need it.
let's see.
Yeah. You won't need it.
You won't. That's going to be all of a 26.
Oh, short by 1.
Wow.
Wow, with the -2, he missed you on a 3.
Yes. I needed it.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you.
My benefits helped.
Good. Yay. Good job.
Mine helped a little.
Lead it up, defender. I guess defended up.
Defender.
Yeah.
Like,
nobody got hit, but that's what a defender's supposed to do.
Exactly.
Next up is Stocky. He is sad because he has a minus two to attacks. And he's vulnerable 5 to cold.
Oh, he's the one vulnerable to cold.
Swarly's vulnerable to cold, I thought.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is he?
I thought
Swarly
was. Did
I put it on the wrong one?
Yeah. Because that's what I was going to do.
I'm pretty sure I attacked Swarly.
Okay.
Now do I got a melee that has cold now?
Okay. Now that that's been corrected, let's hit that dog. Jackal.
Let's hit that dog.
These are terrible game shows.
Are they not?
That's pretty low. This is going to be a 24 versus AC.
Miss.
Okay, that'll be a big whiff there. Oh, it's going to try and do it again. I forgot that, I guess, so attack twice.
Stink lines blurred its vision.
That's actually
wow,
my
same roll.
Oh, crud. I forgot.
That is super stinky.
You were missed, huh?
Yeah.
When an enemy misses an ally within 5 plus int mod squares, slide that ally 1 square as a free action. You want to move anywhere?
No, I'm fine.
Yeah, never mind. Once per round. Remember that.
You job? Remember that.
I'm remembering lots of things.
He's saying it out loud so it sinks in.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's your turn.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wait, hang on.
I remember
first,
enough of Randus's actions. I don't need to remember this guy's too.
First, he's going to try to save against his minus character. 2 to attacks. Zaves.
Ah.
That's okay. He did roll terribly, so it didn't matter. Oh, wait. That's probably not.
But after effect.
Oh, yeah. What's the after effect?
The target can't take opportunity action, saves in.
Okay.
So we can just, like, run around him.
Yeah. Except not the guy that I'm next to.
No, target. No, no. But...
Because I got a couple cold attacks. They all happen to be ranged. No. Chillsong Strike. Encounter I have not yet used. So, let's try that, actually, Chillsong Stroke against Swirly there.
That's a melee attack?
Yes. Oh, all right. Another 18. That's going to be a 37 versus AC.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Nice. 6 is 13 cold damage.
13 cold damage.
Plus the 5. Or did you add the 5? Okay.
I didn't do the vulnerability.
So, you didn't factor in the vulnerability.
I did not.
Okay, so plus 13, plus 5.
I'm just telling you it's cold.
Cool. All
right.
What else?
And an ally within 3 squares can shift 4 squares. As a free action. So, hummingbird or dog? Or
mantis.
Or
anybody
mantis.
Except for me.
Anybody want to shift?
Because despite the fact that I just saved your life,
one of you could
shift,
to,
just
shift flank.
To flank.
Yep.
Well, that you go. Can't get there. Just there.
Okay.
It's still flanking, but.
You said I could shift up to 4, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, 4?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah. And let's get him there because that's actually weirdly the. The one that's going to let him move the most later, if he wants.
Yeah. Cool. I can't really move anywhere without provoking an attack of opportunity. Even though I really wish I could. anyone need any healing?
No.
I'm fine.
Okay, I guess I'll call the end of my turn and save that last heal for myself, possibly.
Uh-huh. Oh,
but I did hit, so I get 3 temporary hit points, and I haven't been hit.
Yay.
I still got 3 floating. Oh, well.
Now!
All right. Done?
Done. Every time I hit with an arcane power, I get 3
top
temporary.
Of the round.
Top of the top round. Of the round.
Mantis turn.
Okay. Gross. She is going to move to the side, like come closer to... Gross thing, even though she's already chasing. I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Would that be flanking?
You could shift here to flank.
Okay, put me there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Then she is going to try and she's got this big, if you know what an obi is, it's like a belt, you know, that goes around your midsection. Mm-hmm. So she's got like a really big, complex looking belt around her midsection. So, that unknots itself, and then there's, two more arms with big sleeves underneath her bigger arms. And she is going to jump on the back of this thing and try and grab it. Cool. Using capturing claws.
Cool.
Thanks. Took all my powers.
So it's not just a clever name.
Oh, or she sucks. 31 versus fortitude.
Not a bad number.
Did you add the plus 2 for flanking?
No.
33 versus fortitude.
33 versus fortitude hits. Yeah! Thank you, Rob!
Thank you for
and
this one
me.
Time.
Hey, I just saved your ass.
Mostly me.
Don't make me unmark him retroactively.
All right.
Can't be done.
3d8.
I will invent time travel.
Nope. My other character did that.
Okay.
So we know it exists in this realm.
That's 31 regular damage plus 6 for her fighting fury.
Okay.
And 9 for her flurry of blows.
Okay.
46 total.
So that equals...
I didn't hear the numbers. I think it's 46.
31, 6, and 9.
Yeah, 46.
Okay, 46 total damage. And she's grabbing it, and again, you just see her like hands going into it and clawing into it and trying to pull out chunks of it.
All right, and she does.
Yay!
That's twice now you've just ripped those things in two with your bare hands.
Yep, boy, that's my rabbit.
That's cool.
Next
she
up.
Looks at the, she looks at the other people at the fight trying to see if they're trying to get at the rabbit.
They don't appear to be. They appear to be helping the rabbit.
Okay.
Trying to get away from this thing?
Yeah, except for that guy who's just kind of like hitting another blob guy with a stick. It's mostly what he seems to be doing.
Yeah.
Relatively effectively.
Yeah, he's doing well. Doing good for himself.
Let's watch.
There.
Am I up?
Let's watch. No. Help.
Not quite yet. If Adriana still has a couple.
She's a minor.
She has a minor left if she wants to use it.
I have a minor left.
That's a good song.
I wasn't expecting to kill him. Okay. No.
That's a good defense.
What?
Nothing. I wasn't expecting to kill
him. Yeah, it plays in Texas.
I remember that.
Done?
You can also get away with.
Did I move? I moved.
You
okay.
Moved, yeah.
I'm done. Yes, I'm done.
Okay.
Don't look at me.
Hummingbird.
Let's talk mechanics.
Okay. Uh-huh.
It says you shift your speed plus 2.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean I have to shift my entire speed
no.
plus
no.
2?
No.
That means
up to
you
your
get
speed
that
plus
money
two.
Spaces
up to
shift.
To my speed plus 2.
Yep.
Okay. This is going to be awesome. So you know how I said the reds and the greens were back in the trail?
Mm-hmm.
The trail turns entirely bright crimson, the reddest thing you've ever seen in your entire life. I shift through... What's his face?
Swirly.
Swirly, using my spark form. And I attack him. So basically what happens is the trail turns red and red and red, and then basically looks like a bright crimson lightning bolt that literally shoots right through it.
Cool.
With a crack of doom.
Where do you want to go?
I want to go one past it.
So like
to
here?
Where I am. Yeah. That'll be perfect.
Here?
Yep. Pew! Pew, pew!
Roll it.
Versus reflex.
34 versus reflex will hit.
Okay. Nice. 1d6 plus 18. So 20 lightning damage.
So
Is it 20, still standing?
20 total?
20 total.
So 5 lightning damage.
Oh.
I hate
it's resistant
you so much,
right? Lightning.
Yeah, we saw that on my first turn. I just forgot.
Yeah.
I was thinking that it was orange who was resistant.
So yeah, you kind of go into your amazing spark form, shoot through it, and find yourself like find it amazingly easy to move through him in lightning form. You get to the other side, and really, you just kind of like elbowed him a little on the inside.
Okay.
You bruised his mitochondria a little.
It's like okay. Nah. Got another now.
Lost it.
But he hates when people nudge his mitochondria.
He does. Yes. It definitely upset him.
Cool.
It's terrible.
By which I mean it didn't because it's a blob. rabbit.
Hang on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was checking something.
Yep.
I still have a miner that I want to use.
Okay.
I got to find it. It's in here somewhere. There it is. So, Brian.
Yeah?
You're a crane guy standing there, right?
Yeah.
The lightning bolt is literally right next to you.
Ah.
And you hear a tiny voice say, "You wanted to move, I help you to move."
That'd
be
nice.
And you're suddenly engulfed in little sparkles of red, sort of sparkly sparkle.
Uh-huh.
And the voice then tells you, "Now you can move. You can move."
Move what?
Pixie dust allows you to fly up to 6 squares as a free action.
That's not going to take an opportunity. Well, you can...
fly, yeah.
Okay, just read me the whole thing.
It says, you can fly 6... Hang on. I got to find it.
Yeah, I can't shift.
The target can fly up to 6 squares as a free action.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that's a move fly.
Yeah.
So it's not going to let him shift. So he's going to provoke an attack of opportunity anyway.
And I'd rather not.
That was a good plan.
Yeah, it was a good idea.
We have a stop.
So go ahead and take it back in case you want to use it some other time.
Why do you not want to move? You say you want to move. Now you don't want to move. I don't understand why you not want to move. That is the end of my turn.
Okay.
I'm the bird.
Now rabbit.
Hop, hop.
Rabbit rampage.
A little bit.
Okay.
Flanking.
What does that do?
Stuff.
Okay.
I vex my enemies. It doesn't.
No, okay. It doesn't.
23 versus reflex. No, 25 versus reflex.
25 versus reflex is not going to hit.
Yeah.
You're not as vexing as I am.
He's marked.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
Jackal.
Jackal is going to... I think I can do this. One, two. So, are you super bloodied?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to run and pounce at this gelatinous.
You get a charge and pounce?
No, just pounce. But I'm running. I don't think charge does anything.
Gives you a plus one to the attack.
I think he's wanting to use a power.
Yeah, and I think
right.
Yeah, pounce specifically lets you use that as part of a charge.
Oh,
attack.
Yeah, I can. When charging, you can use this power in place of a melee basic attack.
And take plus one to the attack.
And take plus one to the attack, yes. Yeah, there you go. That is 36 versus reflex.
That's going to hit.
There you go.
Where are my d8s?
Dog attack. D8s.
One... and two. Oops, sorry. 13 damage. And the target grants combat advantage to the next creature that attacks it before the end of your next turn.
All right.
And that is it.
Swirls.
Oh, yeah.
Is going to
do a coast blast to
Well, let's see what he can do.
Shut up.
Hopefully nothing.
Close burst 4.
Close burst 9.
Yeah, 4 gets all of us.
Yeah, burst.
Close burst upside your head.
I'm just gonna
bring it on.
Just gonna take a stab at that rabbit.
Thought so.
Mouthy rabbit.
Yep, that's pretty low. It's gonna be a 28 versus AC.
Miss.
Okay.
Wait.
Stabs are pretty.
A duck.
No.
No, you're a rabbit.
Duck season.
And then it's going to save against vulnerable 5 cold. Is that something that he saves against? Who put that on?
Yes. Okay. That'd be me.
Okay. And he will save.
No, he fails to save.
Okay. He fails to save.
He fails us.
Actually, that comes off at the end of my next turn rather than save. My bad.
Oh, okay.
So it's gone anyway.
Crane.
All right. Yeah.
Bonk.
Breaking into any more dailies, I think that's... I have to bonk. Yep. Yep. Gonna do a war song strike. So I let out a battle cry, swing my flute down,
and bonk.
And bonk. Probably not very much bonk. 29 versus AC.
That's...
Flanking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Added that.
That is not going to hit, so no bonk.
He realized
no
it's bonk. A priceless heirloom, and he shouldn't hit things with it.
Nope.
Oh, God, sorry. Oh, no.
Yeah, so, see, here's the thing. Here's the way Dungeons & Dragons works. It's like, wait, it's a priceless heirloom? That actually means you get a +1 to hit with it.
Yeah. Darn it. No one gets +1 temporary hit point if they hit it.
No. Are you done?
Yes. I'm
okay.
Well... Yeah, I can't.
Oh, so, run away! Get away from it!
You can't.
I could, but... Well,
you could.
Well, now it's marked, and the fighter's there.
What? Yeah, that's true. Furthermore, what's the action to transmogrify back into a crane?
It's a minor action to become a crane.
Minor action, fly shift?
Oh. I but can you're, shift but while you're, flying?
Yeah. Oh. But you'd be a crane, so, you know, attacks and... So yeah. You'd have to spend a minor action later to transform back.
Yeah, let's do that thing.
Okay.
Shift. Just let me hit it. It won't hit you.
I'm done.
All right. So you turn back into a bird and fly away. Mantis time.
Let her have it.
Okay. She does not understand why the rabbit went over towards
the danger.
Thing.
Hang on a second. All right.
Top of the round.
That's right. Top of the round. So that is Manta's turn.
So she does not understand why Rabbit went towards that thing. Rabbit must not be very smart.
You've been going towards the things the entire fight.
No,
she's right. Rabbit is not very smart.
I'm amazing. That's fine for me. So she's moved me so that I'm standing beside Rabbit.
What's your movement?
Would you rather stand across from Rabbit?
Okay, across from Rabbit. All right. And once more, tiny arms are going to come out, and this time she's just going to, instead of trying to, jump on and hug on and attack, she's going to dig her heels in and try and pull chunks of it out of itself.
Ew.
Yep, with all her awesome, well-beaded arms. Well-made haute couture outfit. Okay, that's Thrycreen claws.
Mm-hmm.
Oof, she sucks. 26 versus AC.
Yes,
that's not going to hit.
That's fine. That was a minor action.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Yep.
Yay, Rachel's.
Thrycreen are fun fighters.
Is this guy bloodied?
I hope so.
No.
No? Wow.
You guys haven't hit it that much.
He's been hit, like,
and what we have hit it with hasn't hurt.
Yeah. Like, Matthew's the only one who's been hitting him, but he's been hitting him with lightning.
I hit him with cold, and he was vulnerable.
Matthew's the only one who's hit him, and he's been hitting him with lightning.
I bit him.
Okay. So, seeing that that didn't work at all, she pretends she meant to do that, and then tries attacking this thing again with Dance of Swords.
That's exactly how I wanted that to look.
Yes. She was just...
part of...
Don't look at me.
Hamster style.
Twenty-eight versus reflex.
Nope.
Man. Okay.
Any effects or anything like that?
Nope. I don't think so. Nope.
Okay.
All right. Never mind. She decided she's not interested.
Not a good
turn. And does
her
nails. She folds her arms, both, all of them.
All four.
Hummingbird.
Yes. Zap. All right, so I hit it with lightning. Have I hit it with thunder and had it not do anything? I can't remember.
Wait. Would 29 versus reflex hit? Because I'm flanking.
No.
Nope.
Okay, never mind. Sorry, Matthew.
Try eyeballing it.
Have I, to your knowledge, Rodrigo, hit it with thunder?
I don't remember.
I don't either. All right, well.
Not that one.
I would say you could knowledge arcana it.
Can I do that?
Yes.
Probably.
Ooh, how do I do that?
You roll a d20 and add your arcana.
14!
Total?
Yeah, I rolled a 1.
Oh, so
failure.
Never mind.
Okay.
We tried. Let me try later.
I'll think he's resistant to nachos.
I'm not.
All right. The little trail of bird red turns back to a green and blue and gold, and it starts to swirl around and around until it actually draws what looks like an elegant eladrin hand. And the hand kind of closes and does either one of those Doctor Strange symbols or throwing the horns like at a Slayer concert. Either way, the hand actually moves and fires a cyclonic cloud of energy, swirling stars at this thing, and hits it with cold and thunder. Ha ha! Yeah. Absorb that, monkey pants.
Is that a...
That's an area burst 1 within 10. Yeah.
It is a burst 1
that
within 10 squares.
That if he is a cosmic
targets,
sorcerer...
Which he's not.
Okay. That...
Alright, so here's the deal. If you move one back, you can hit it without hitting you or your friends. Ooh. If you don't, you basically pick which of your friends you'd like to hit.
I totally moved back.
Okay.
That was the first thing that happened when I was drawing the symbols in the sky.
Right, right.
You see, it was so go back and then do flippy, 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 flippy.
Roll it.
Because I
ended
up...
Thirty-five
versus reflex will hit.
Excellent. Now I have to roll these ridiculous eights. Okay. 2, 7 is 9.
Eights are not ridiculous.
Eights are completely ridiculous. 27
ridiculous.
27
of cold. It says cold and thunder. Thunder is not a type, right?
Yep, it is.
Okay, so it's cold and thunder damage.
Okay. It is now bloodied.
Okay. 10, 7.
I do not like this one.
What else?
Let's see. I moved. I'm standarded.
This doesn't even equal that.
I'm pretty much out of any minors that are meaningful, so my turn is over.
Rabbit turn.
Precise strike.
Precise rabbit.
Reckless didn't work, but he's going to try precision.
Yep.
Yep.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
41 versus AC.
Yeah, that'll hit. That was precise.
Strength plus 4 versus AC. 20 damage.
All right.
Just stab.
Yep. Yeah, I figure basically what's been happening is when she went at it, like she's like all the other ones were big globs. This is like a little kind of spindly pillar. So it kept like dodging away from her. And in that, after a star blast that gave the rabbit a good opportunity for a precise stab. What else?
He is marked.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. Jackal.
Jackal just lashes out with one of his paws and strikes at the creature with rendering claws.
Rendering claws?
Epic fail.
Okay.
It is
critical,
unrendered.
Critical fail.
Critical miss. Fail. All
right. Now it's this guy's turn.
Boo this guy.
Yes,
this guy.
I agree.
Am I right?
This guy.
This guy.
All right.
This epic guy.
So, attack rabbit. Let's see. 34 versus AC.
No.
Why does he hate rabbits?
I'm bloodied. Because I'm the fighter. For the same reason why Torque gets attacked so much.
You blindly wander into trouble?
That too.
Seven okay. damage. Plus... 5 lightning damage.
12.
Ooh, he knows lightning.
And he's going to push you 1 square.
Ah! It's hindering terrain so I can saving throw to fall prone, right?
You can.
I do.
And you do.
Nice. Well done, rabbit.
I am indeed bloodied, though.
Okay. Sounds great. Crane style.
Okay, blow my flute, play my majestic word. You can spend a healing surge, plus... not as much.
Oh, wait. I'm 9 points up from that, which is still bloodied.
Okay.
Just not as bloodied.
5, 6 is 11.
Are you a guy or a crane?
Oh, you're a crane right now,
okay,
so spend
so
a minor
my
action,
turn into
a guy.
Then majestic word, and healing surge plus 11,
42. Okay,
and get 6 temporary hit points.
Woo!
All right, guess I'll stay where I is since I can't move since I had to turn into a man person. And I will try vicious mockery upon the thing.
Your mother was a hamster.
Not a very good roll. That'll be a 26 versus Will.
26 versus Will will not hit.
Ah, darn. And a turn.
Your mother was a storm cloud and your father was a slime.
Hey.
Wait. That might be right.
Yes. Top of the round, Mantis.
Top of the round.
Kill him.
So,
kill it. Kill it.
Round 6 or round 7?
7.
After failing dismally, she folded her arms, and now she pretends to become interested again in killing this thing.
Just at will at it.
That's what I tried.
Don't tell me what to do, Snow White.
Thumper.
Excuse me.
That's actually become my new phrase.
Snow White
my new phrase.
Tells me what to do.
Yes.
The prone bunny is the saddest thing in the world.
Oh, no. This thing is attacking her rabbit, and it's
knock
really
him down.
Upsetting her. So she's going to use Whirling Mantis Step. I'm going to shift my speed. I guess.
Does this give you a whole ton of benefit other than a shifting?
Yes.
Okay.
If you shift your speed, if you enter a square adjacent to any enemy during the shift, you slide that enemy one square. You can slide each enemy once. Each enemy only once during the shift. After the shift, make the following attack. Do I have to shift?
No. You don't.
What's the attack do?
A bunch of damage.
Is this a daily or an encounter power?
Daily.
Use an at will or encounter power.
Why?
Because this thing is basically dead.
Or do whatever you want.
Or encounters. Yeah. I probably wouldn't burn a daily, but...
I'll use finishing move then. Which is a daily, and I don't care, Rob.
Okay.
Sorry. Brian said okay.
You didn't quite get to Rob.
Are you moving his mouth for him?
No.
Okay. Let's see if this hits. It better. 32 versus fortitude.
32 versus fortitude will hit.
Yes. Okay. 16 regular damage plus 6 stance damage plus 9 flurry of blows damage.
It's a 31.
For a total of 31 damage. The target is slowed and takes a -2 penalty to attack rolls, save ends both. If the target has 10 hit points or fewer after my attack is resolved, I reduce it to 0 hit points.
And so you do.
Yay!
Hooray!
Nice.
Good job.
My rabbit.
The jackal sniffs around the spot that the thing occupied and then wanders off to a corner.
Yeah.
Away from everybody.
The hummingbird follows him.
So I guess she rips it apart and steps through it to get to the rabbit.
Pop up. Hop swords up. In a... Huh?
Hop up.
Shut up.
Swords.
Pop up, swords in a defensive position. Ears actually like straight, or not straight up, but at an angle, making him and you know kind of puffed up, looking as big as he can.
Oh,
which isn't really all that big,
right?
That's my rabbit. She's saying this too, Rob.
Hmm.
My rabbit. You have my rabbit.
His backpack moves around, and another rabbit pops its head out.
Finally.
Looks around. Well done, well done. And kind of like crawls out a little bit, and then hops down. And has somewhat labored hopping, plus he had to sprint, so he's probably a little sore.
Oh no, tired rabbit.
Yeah.
Is this the rabbit that I know?
Yeah, this is the rabbit that you know.
Ooh, flit over. Flit.
Well, I suppose I should make some introductions.
Yes, introduce me.
Oh,
let me see. As everyone approaches, eyes are darting around wildly.
Or darting around your head.
I'm already just standing where I was. Just kind of watching what happens. Yeah, preening.
Yeah.
Me, introduce them to me. Yes.
Oh, all right. This, he motions at the very tense rabbit. This is Bravest Rabbit. He is very young, but very strong. He is my bodyguard.
Ah. Hello, dear snort rabbit. From over in the direction of where the jackal is at.
He is snorting. Hello, the other rabbit. Hello, the rabbit.
Yes, this is Bium.
Bium!
Hello.
It is Bium. And the bird. Bium.
Hey, I'm a bird too.
Bium! Oh, you are another bird. I'm a bird.
Yes, we're
bird.
Are both birds.
We're the bird. Hello. And I'm Bium.
Hello.
Should be noted that you can't really tell if the name ends in an M or if it's just him moving around because it always gets that Doppler
effect. It's a Doppler effect.
Bium! Hello, I'm the bird. Hello.
Oh, no.
He motions to that thing in the corner.
And all you see is his glowing eyes looking back.
Somehow he managed to find the creepiest shadow to sit in. That is generally referred to as Plague Jackal.
Oh.
Oh.
Sounds nice.
It's a pleasant.
Actually, Adrian and Brian can check your emails. There's information.
Is Plague your first name or your last name?
I'm just glowing eyes from the darkness.
Oh, you're intimidating.
They blink.
He's being scary.
But not at the same time.
Not at the same
time. Kind of like a
because one is the dead eye, you know, it doesn't really reflect very much, so it's like more like a dull, really, really dull.
Uh-huh. Oh.
In the arms of the
angel. Plague Jackal is rapidly running out of time.
Yes!
To find him a forever home.
Yes.
No, you don't want that. You really don't.
Why is this not coming to me? I'm going to die.
Did you not get it?
Not yet.
Yeah, SPCA.
There's a delay.
And then the rabbit motions at the lady and says, "This is Mother Mantis. She's very dangerous."
Yes.
Hello.
I just ripped everything apart.
Flit around your head a little bit.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hello. You have many arms.
Now, you, I don't know.
Me, I am Longshanks. I'm a traveler or something of a storyteller. And you would be?
I'm Oldest Rabbit.
Oldest Rabbit. Okay.
That's a good name.
Unless I call them Eldest Rabbit. I don't know.
You Eldest.
Then we'll go with Eldest Rabbit. We are... I gathered you here today. Well, although I didn't specifically mean for it to be here. Try to enlist your help. I have friends who are moving to strike against the Lord of the Feywild, and they need all the help they can get.
These are our champions?
Yes.
I thought we were in search of another Warren.
I'm afraid not. We have to look outside of the Warren to find such diverse skills.
You're awfully judgy for another rabbit.
You saw them fight, and he kind of starts hopping towards the edge of the thing, of the crater. Now let's go. I need to find one more.
Okay.
One more.
Of course, I didn't mean to contact you, but you're a formidable fighter. If you'd...
I'd be happy to come along. This sounds like quite the exploit. I'd be happy to see this through and tell the tale.
Great.
We do need more divert. Too many rabbits, not enough divert.
Turn back into a rabbit.
Yep, bird it up, fly along.
Okay. Eventually, the non-flying members of the group find or figure out a way out of the crater, and you guys start walking.
I could carry you.
Probably not for very long. You're pretty light.
The jackal stays mostly to the shadows.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are plenty here. There's lots of trees.
Flitting back and forth from person to person.
Hello.
As the eldest rabbit hops along, he says, "Those things, those weirds, we believe they're generated when those big crystal plazas appear. Have you seen them?"
Yes.
Assume we got a short rest.
Yeah. You guys got a short rest.
Spend a healing surge.
Hey, add 3 to any healing surge that you spend after a short rest.
No.
Or down, fine. I think it's 3. Let me check that number. Where is that at?
Who's we? You and this rabbit? You think this about the things?
Charisma mod. So add 6.
So another 3?
Yes.
Some of the groups I've been in contact with, and I think that, yes. And as you guys trek through the fen, you do kind of off in the distance spot one of these things, which is, from what you can see, is just this, like, rising maybe a few feet out of the swamp. Is this, like, enormous platform? Like, maybe several miles in diameter, made of some sort of glittery material. And standing on it are these, like, enormous stone statues that appear to be Eladrin.
Are these something that we, the players, would be familiar with previously?
That is something that you, the players, or that statue specifically is something that you could be familiar with. But it's something that we'll talk about later.
Okay.
How about next week?
Sure.
All right. Let's take a break here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for checking us out. If you have any questions, comments, head over to the podcast posting page over at majorspoilers.com, where you can share your thoughts, your views, your reactions to everything that happened here. You know a little bit more about the characters. I'm hoping that we'll find out more next time on Critical Hit. And until then, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.